In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. Massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view. The continents show the speckled electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and a massive word hovers front and center. Universal, a Comcast company. Over white, streaks of paint form a feathered hat. Will Packer Productions. A stylized cityscape pulses with red light. A grouping of buildings crop up to form the words Heartbeat Productions, a Kevin Hart company. Text appears, Atlanta, Georgia, 2001.
Oh my God! Come on, man!
In a bedroom, a short student looks frustrated as he studies.
You know this stuff.
It's not even close.
No.
Teddy looks up from his test prep book. He dines with his family.
What do you mean you're protesting the state achievement test?
Sounds like someone's unprepared.
I am prepared to take a stand. Pops, those standardized tests are culturally biased. They want me to calculate the average number of manatees that are in Florida. What does that have to do with the African-American experience?
You hear that, Gladys? We got Minister Louis Farrakhan at the table. You know what, Teddy? The last time I checked, your twin sister Denise here is black. And she pulled a 1500 on the practice test.
It was actually a 1540, Daddy.
You go, girl. That's my baby.
Just doing what I do best. Outshining Teddy's butt.
What's this really all about, Teddy Bear?
Teddy stares off sadly.
Do you need help? Is that what this is all about?
He shrugs.
I don't know, Mommy. I mean, maybe I do need help.
Teddy's father glares.
Help yourself to the goddamn study book. Hell, you get 400 points just for signing your name.
You do know how to spell your name, don't you?
T-H-E. What?
You're wrong. Ain't no H in my name.
Teddy's mother looks concerned.
She's spelling your legal name. Theodore.
Well, there goes those 400 points.
She like a Chinese boy at school.
Touch your pile!
In a high school gymnasium, students sit at tables. Teddy enters.
Everyone take a seat.
A student makes the sign of the cross. Another student flips through flashcards. Denise whispers to her brother. Teddy waves her off. He sits and bumps fists with a lanky student. A brown-haired student points at Teddy and makes a choking gesture.
Don't even look at him. Stuart's an asshole.
Okay, students, please break the seal on your test books and begin.
The students open their test books. Teddy furrows his brow as he stares at a multiple choice question with single words as the answers. The term obsequious pops off the page and floats. The letters rearrange. Teddy slams his hands down. His lanky friend looks up. Teddy nods, then turns to math questions. Graphs and formulas float off the page and swirl around Teddy, who tries to hit them away. Denise, Teddy's friend, and Stuart all watch as Teddy swats and claps at nothing. Teddy slams his test book shut.
Done.
You finished the whole test?
No, I'm done with this. I'm finished. Do I look like a sheep to you, Marv?
No.
Y'all can continue to be sheep. I'm not gonna be nobody's sheep.
Mr. Walker.
I don't know how to make the noise, but you know what I'm trying to say. Y'all can keep falling for the man's plan if you want to, but y'all gonna end up in stupid student debt.
You look like bad credit already. This whole section right here reeks of Discover Cards.
With your broke ass, I'm gonna be a winner. I'm gonna succeed in the school of life, doing real stuff. I'm gonna get me a real fly car, and I'm gonna have me a nice girl. Y'all ain't gonna make it.
Take it out!
Denise got hair on her titties. Cats out the bag.
Get out! You embarrassing us!
Y'all some sheep! Y'all sheep!
He kicks a recycling bin.
In your face! Stupid.
And I'm gonna be rolling in the dough.
And by the way, Denise, I think Denise has incredible titties.
Shut up!
Hey, Jim.
A wide view shows Atlanta. 17 years later, Universal Pictures presents, in association with Perfect World Pictures. Teddy drives a sporty convertible with a slim woman. A Will Packer Productions Heartbeat production. A Malcolm D. Lee film. Teddy and the woman sing along to the song. Kevin Hart. Night School. Tiffany Haddish. Rob Riggle. Romany Malco. Taryn Killam. Megalyn Ichikumwake. Al Madrigal. Teddy parks outside an office building. He opens the passenger door for the slim woman.
This project has taken over my life.
Come on.
God, I can't wait to sleep.
Come here.
Thank you, baby.
No problem.
Oh, I'm so nervous about tonight. Thank God you're coming.
Why are you nervous? At least you did an amazing job. You're gonna kill this. It'll be the hottest spot in Atlanta.
Okay.
He spots a woman nearby.
Will the lovely Maya be joining us this evening as well?
Well, I don't like her.
Chef Clément invited my entire team to dinner tonight, so be nice, okay?
Yes.
Maybe try to compliment her.
Okay.
They kiss.
Love you. Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Have a good day. Hey, Maya.
Hey, Teddy.
Somebody looks extremely attractive today.
Thank you.
Not that I'm looking at you the same way I look at my woman, because I wouldn't do that.
Let's go. Let's go.
I love the weave.
Teddy.
Or the wig. Whichever.
It's my hair.
You did that,
stop.
Boo. I'm just gonna stop. You get what I'm trying to do.
He's jealous of your beauty.
I blew it. I definitely blew that.
A sign on a store reads, Joe's Barbecue City, luxury patio living.
Oh, look, there's Teddy! Go, Teddy!
In the store, multiple Employee of the Month plaques feature Teddy.
My name is Teddy, and I'm here to make your barbecue dreams come true. Now, Esther, you're a small woman, but I know you have a big heart, which is why I recommend the big steal for you. Not a lot of women can take this much steal, but I know you can.
Teddy opens a grill.
Pitbull, huh? Como te llamas, me llamo Pitbull. Dale!
The customer eyes Teddy.
You're not Spanish, are you? I can see it in your eyes, Morris. But I can also tell that your wife, you know, your wife isn't on the same page.
I mean, it's not like she completely controls the purse strings.
Later, Morris drives away with a new grill.
Enjoy it! But you let me down!
A jovial man approaches Teddy.
You better stop it, man. Don't you start that.
That was a masterclass. I couldn't get Bobby Flay to buy that beast.
You know what? Once I saw the man purse, the guy was putty in my hands. He really was.
Teddy, I just want you to know you are like the son I never had.
Well, I mean, come on. You got Joe Jr.
They glance at another employee.
Well, yeah, but he's the son I do have, and I'm just not all that crazy about it.
I mean, look at it.
But my point is this. All those years ago, I took a chance on a pimply-faced teenager. My little Gary Coleman. My little Webster. And it turned out great for both of us. So I've decided when I retire, I'm turning Barbecue City over to you.
Excuse me? What? Don't shit me.
I'm serious.
Oh my God, Joe. I got goosebumps.
Yes.
I got goosebumps all over. I don't know what to say, man. Thank you.
No, thank you. Son.
What you talking about, Joe? You gotta come here, Mr. Drummond.
They hug.
All yours, Teddy.
In a restaurant, Teddy presents a ring.
What do you think?
Oh, it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. But as your unofficial financial advisor, I'm obligated to tell you that this ring is way out of your budget.
Relax.
Lisa's cool as hell. She knows who you are.
Lisa does not know who I am. Lisa knows that I'm a successful barbecue salesman. Marvin knows that Teddy's a high school dropout, just living paycheck to paycheck, because I'm with a woman that's way above my weight class.
Your life is built on a financial house of cards.
Stop.
The Porsche, the duplex, what are you trying to prove? Plus, every single time we go out, she offers to pay for the check.
The day that I let her put down her plastic is the day that I lose her. And you know that.
Lisa enters with Maya. Teddy waves.
Lisa.
Dude, Lisa's the best thing that ever happened to me. I don't want to mess this one up, man.
Later.
He did. He actually said that.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Chef Clément also said that there will be no check. This is all on him.
Wow.
I knew he would try this. You know what? Tell him I appreciate it, but I insist on paying.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Well, just wait. Well, hold on. Now, honey, you don't want to offend him. You're his guest, right?
Trust me, you never take a free meal from a client. That way you don't owe them anything.
Esther.
Thank you, Lisa.
You know.
I appreciate it. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
Teddy grabs the check.
You know what, then, baby? That's the case, sweetie. Then let me
No. Baby, this is my thing. There's like eight of us. I got it.
You can probably write it off, right?
Yes.
I didn't think about that. It is a business expense. Okay,
come on.
Wait, hold up, Lise. It is a business expense, but Lise, it's clear that Teddy really wants a treat. We're out here celebrating you. Let him. Right, Teddy?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Why aren't we closer? Because you get me. I have it. I got it.
I love you.
Love you back.
Black love.
Okay. Teddy eyes the total.
Oh, shit.
All right, Marvin, hit me.
Thank you.
This is so
one
good.
Of my favorite things that he does. That caramel.
All right.
He's known for it.
I got to get in that.
Love a chef.
Definitely going to try that.
Marv shakes his head. Teddy nods slowly, then puts food onto his plate.
I'm gonna take a little bit of it.
In there.
Take me through, Lisa, take me through. So this is a chair. Straight up, it's a chair. I know that much. But what? Tell me about, give me the behind the music about the chair. Pretend I'm on VH1 or something like that.
Well, actually, these chairs have a very interesting story. They're from Denmark. We found them in a warehouse.
Teddy reaches into his pants.
Century, modern, kind of rounded.
He grimaces.
Yeah, I know it's blue and something.
I know you were throwing in chairs.
Oh, you will not believe. I'll go home, I'll look at my chair, I get turned on in a second. It's just a weird fetish.
Teddy looks around as he raises his hand from beneath the table. He sprinkles something over his plate.
Tie it all together to kind of offset the harder, more straighter lines. And
what is that?
Teddy inspects a bite of food.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
A waiter approaches.
No.
You say a problem with the dessert, sir?
I think that's pubic hair in the cake.
Oh my God.
Is that a batch of shorties in my damn dessert?
May I?
Teddy and Marv glance at the waiter.
I'm sorry, what?
May I please take a...
Literally, I'm telling you what it is.
The waiter takes Teddy's fork. He carefully inspects the hairs on the food.
This is way too many pubes.
What does that mean?
I mean, one is too many, if you could tell the chef. Thank you. Thank you for taking care of this for us.
I believe you planted these.
No. Stop. I got this. That's insane of you. I've known this man my entire life. He's not a pube planter, sir.
No. Stop, Mark. Stop. Maybe you planted them.
What?
Boom.
I risked my life coming to this country so I can plant pubes on some random guy's cheesecake?
I don't know what you're into, man.
And I have a flash of news for you, guy. I manscape.
Okay, that's my woman, and that's too much information.
And these are the hairs of an African-American guy.
What?
That's racist, man.
It's descriptive.
Descriptive my ass.
That's racist.
Reese,
that's what they are. Afro-pubes.
Friends, what is happening? What is happening?
Pubes and racism.
Chef Clément. Comment allez-vous, Teddy? All right, I go to take a bite of my cheesecake. There's what appears to be pubic hair in my cake.
That he planted with his African-American short and curly.
Say African-American again, and I'm going to get dark and curly in your ass.
I will say it again.
Say it again.
You want the short
race because it's in my mouth.
Please, everyone, calm down. I'm mortified by this. I am so sorry, everyone. The meal is on me.
No, this is what he wants.
Luis, I need to speak to you in the kitchen.
Go in the kitchen, man.
You're going to die.
Luis, I need to speak to you in the kitchen.
You messed with the wrong guy.
Luis, right now. Right
you
now.
You better go.
Okay.
You better go. It's kind of. You gotta be kidding me.
Shit, please.
I don't want to
hear. I feel like it's a cloud of racism around me.
At Joe's Barbecue City.
Teddy, what is going on? Haven't we had enough surprises tonight?
Well, I promise you that this one will be worth it, okay?
Oh my God. What's all this?
Well, I will tell you. What's going on? So, listen to this. Joe told me today that when he retires, he's leaving all of this to me.
Baby, that's amazing.
I mean, it's life-changing.
Yeah.
And maybe you could put your touch on this place, change the design, help take you to the next level.
I'm so proud of you. Yeah.
Maybe we expand, franchise even.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Baby, we could do a lot with this place. First of all, we could change the logo. Barbecue Nation. Barbecue Safari. I mean, there's so many things we could do. Honestly, I have so many ideas.
She faces Teddy.
I just know that with you by my side, that anything is possible.
Teddy drops a curtain, revealing a candlelit message. Marry me, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
He lowers to one knee. Lisa smiles. Teddy presents the engagement ring.
Yes.
Yes! Yes! Yes.
They kiss.
Wait, the ring, here, you want to put the ring here?
Oh, my God, I love it.
I celebrate, man. Huh? You know, I had to get some champagne. I said, look.
The cork knocks the hose off a propane tank.
For my fiance.
Fiance.
All right, let's make a toast.
To us.
To us.
They clink glasses. Gas sprays from the propane tank. Lisa glances around.
Baby, do you smell gas?
I was nervous, babe. I didn't know you would smell it. I tried.
No, that's actual propane.
Why don't you go stand outside? I'll situate everything in here and I'll get you home. Love you.
Be ready.
Outside, Lisa records a video.
So guys, my sweet little teddy bear just popped a question.
Inside, Teddy switches off grills and blows out candles.
And big surprise.
He plugs in a fan, causing sparks.
I said, yes!
The store explodes. The fiery blast sends Teddy flying. He lands on the windshield of his convertible.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, baby!
Teddy grimaces in pain.
Teddy, are you okay?
I need you to tell my fiancé that there's been an accident.
Hey, it's me. Can you see me? Teddy, I'm your fiancé.
Good. I've been in an accident.
Oh, baby.
Daytime in Marv's office.
So Joe didn't have insurance?
Yeah, of course he did, Marv. He took the money and ran off to Florida. Dude, I've been looking for a job everywhere, man. But there are no decent sales jobs for an employee of the month at Barbecue City.
We'd hire you here, but you need to get your GED. Think about it. These guys bullshit clients all day about funds they don't understand. You would be a natural.
So you're saying that if I graduate from high school, that then you can give me a job here?
Yeah, but you hate school, so why are we even having this conversation?
No. I'm not talking about going to school. I'm talking about getting my GED. And that's different. See, to get my GED, all I gotta do is go to the school, charm the principal a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Get what I want, which is my GED. Sounds pretty easy to me, Marv.
If you got your GED,
huh?
I could probably hook you up. Listen to me, though. Stop, okay? Do yourself a favor and do not tell Lisa about this until it's a done deal.
Now you know I'm smarter than that, Marv.
On a phone call.
You're gonna be a financial analyst?
Yes, I am. I am, babe, and it starts immediately. I was talking to Marv, and he says that they can really use somebody with my skill set at his firm.
That's great. That's a great opportunity.
Teddy holds his broken rearview mirror.
I mean, I'm basically pumped up about it, you know?
You are so resilient, baby. You keep bouncing back. I am so proud of you.
Yep.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Teddy stops his damaged car at a red light. A woman wearing an earpiece stops beside him.
Mom, of course the thong is gonna cut you in the booty hole. That's what it do. Look, next time Leon wanna see somebody in a thong, you tell him that he need to put it on and get in the mirror and check and see what his boss do.
Teddy stares at her.
I don't care if he is your pastor. Do the congregation know he a freak like that?
The woman notices Teddy.
Hold on, Mama. Can I help you, sir?
I couldn't help but overhear your conversation.
Excuse me?
You kind of loud.
Well, then get out of my car.
I'm not in your car. I'm clearly in my car.
No, you're in my car.
You're speaking loud enough.
What are you, the volume control police?
I'm not sure if that's even a thing.
Mind your business.
Your business is becoming my business.
Why don't you work on your windshield?
Now you're really in my business.
Probably look like a kaleidoscope when you look through it.
You know, why don't you just...
You probably feel like a little honeybee.
Enough.
Looking at 18 things at one time, but really you're just looking at one thing.
I'm getting your business now. Tell your mother that she can go buy a box of G-strings with a nasty ass.
You talking about my mama now?
Any pastor that's putting a thong on his balls ain't right with God.
Psh, what?
Don't psh me. Psh.
Yeah. I bet that hurt your throat.
Drive your car.
What, Mama?
Your mother's nasty.
Girl, yeah, it's a little burnt leprechaun sitting next to me at this damn light all in our conversation.
Excuse me?
Nah, girl, you know he ain't got no go. You know he ain't got
no go. How
about
you grow up?
Mama.
Hey.
She drives away.
Speaking of toast, if you... God damn it, Teddy. Gotta work.
Hey, yo,
who you hawk?
Let's go.
McKinney's. Where's my mirror?
Yo, hey, who you hawking at?
Teddy parks outside Piedmont High School. He goes into the lobby and regards a trophy case. A framed National Honor Society certificate bears the name Stuart Patowski. In a flashback, Stuart follows Teddy into the high school lobby.
So, game the system again, did we, Teddy?
Stuart, what is your problem with me?
My problem with you, Teddy, is that students like you bring down the reputation of this high school.
Wah, 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 wah.
You may have everybody else at the school fooled, but I know you're actually covering up for the fact that you're really just not that smart. In fact, you might be the dumbest student at this school.
Teddy stops with a discouraged expression. In the present, he waits in the school's main office. A receptionist smiles at him and he grins back. A gray-haired woman enters.
I am the music teacher. I don't know the first thing about teaching biology.
Oh, for God's sake!
Stewart enters.
What part of there is no musical program do you not understand, Trish? Nobody's getting into Ivy League schools on a bassoon scholarship.
Oh, shit. You know, I'm not book smart.
In the past.
Stewart's smarter than me. But you know what I'm not? I'm not a freak of nature, Stu.
Uh-oh, Stu. Don't do this, Teddy.
Hey, quick question, everybody. Has anybody here ever seen Stewart with his shirt off?
It's a birthmark. It's a birthmark.
If it's a birthmark, let us see it right now.
Prove it. You all want to see my birthmark?
Come on, die.
I'll prove it. See?
Stewart reveals a third nipple on his chest.
It's a birthmark.
You got a pig's butthole on your chest, man.
There's no hole in it, so how could it be a butthole?
You got a third nipple, man.
Who's next, Lars?
This young man right here.
Stewart notices Teddy.
What's up, Stewart?
In the principal's office, Stewart wears a stern expression.
We had good times, didn't we? I laugh at how much we laughed.
Teddy smiles. Stewart's expression remains firm.
So, how long you been a principal, man?
Going on 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, wasn't easy, but cleaned this place up using my brain and my bat. As opposed to when we went to high school, now if you have a D average, you're out.
Can you do that?
I can do whatever I want, Teddy. This is my house.
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
I said, look around you. This is my house.
Teddy looks confused.
Excuse me for asking, but are you doing a black voice?
No, not a black voice.
You sure?
I don't hear color. Hmm. What brings you back to Piedmont, Mr. Walker?
Right now, I'm transitioning from an amazing job in sales to a job in finance. And the only thing that's really holding up this transition is me not having my GED. So I don't know, I was thinking maybe I'd get you to cross some T's, dot some I's. Maybe you could do a favor for an old friend.
Some things just never change, huh, Teddy? You want me to help you find a shortcut to getting your diploma?
No. Yes.
I wish I could. I really do. But you would have to go to night school to learn how to pass the GED test. And unfortunately, we don't offer night school here. I'm so sorry, Teddy. Let me walk you out.
In the hallway, Stewart holds a bat. He hits the wall next to a student wearing headphones.
Remove the Beats by Andre, Rudy. School policy, no headphones on campus unless you're using Rosetta Stone.
Hey, Stu, you think you're taking the right approach here with these kids? They look a little stressed out, man.
I am preparing them for the real world, Teddy, okay? I may not be their best friend, but everyone here respects me.
What the fuck, Stuart?
Hey, let's watch the language, please, Miss Carter.
Why did you add AP calculus to my class load, knowing good and well I already have 5 units to teach plus night school? It's too much.
Hold on, you're the night school teacher?
Nah.
Night school teacher?
Nah, I'm just a bitch that like to wear blouses. Yes, I'm the night school teacher. Did you bring me some dried shamrocks, leprechaun?
It's still not funny. Wait, well, hold up. Stuart, why'd you tell me that you don't have night school here?
Why would you say that?
I said that because Teddy and I went to school together. He is, quite frankly, a terrible student, and I did not want that element in here.
I don't care if he's as dumb as a minion. He is welcome to take my class if he wants.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Because you need it.
Carrie, can we just take down the toot?
Toot? Really?
No,
you haven't even seen the beginning of this attitude. Say that to me again.
I apologize. That was a poor choice of words. I just mean I need you to show me the respect that you would show your boss.
Because it's your house, right?
Oh, you did the black voice thing with him?
It's not a black voice. In actuality, not a black voice.
No, you do a black voice. You don't remember when you was in that meeting, you was like, we gonna get it lit up in here, this meeting lit.
It was very lit.
You did it at the staff meeting when you were like, I keep it 100.
When have I never kept it 100?
When you added that AP calculus to my class,
though. All right, agree to disagree. Listen, I hate to break up this pleasure party of delusion, but I have work to do.
Wow.
So if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna do my thing.
Carrie scoffs. Stewart walks away.
That's a black voice.
Look alive, people! Move with purpose! Go, 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 go!
Hey.
No loitering in my hall!
Hey, can he really do that? Can he keep me from going there?
No, he can't. As a matter of fact, here's a textbook. I'm actually going to set up the class right now for our first session of the semester. We start at 7.
Yeah, but this book is just kind of thick. I thought it'd be more like a leaflet.
Carrie scowls at Teddy.
You thought you could cram 4 years of high school into a leaflet?
No.
Maybe you are as dumb as Stuart says.
No. I didn't think that.
Go to the library, Dean.
I'll hold on to it. Mm-hmm. I'm tripping. I'm thinking along the lines of traffic school.
Look, come or not makes me no difference. I don't get paid by the head. Or maybe you can find a night school that does teach from a leaflet.
You know a one that... No. I'm going to keep it.
Have a good one.
Outside the school.
Marv, I do not know about this GED thing. I don't, man. A teacher is tough as hell. Hold on. Marv, let me hit you back.
Yo! Oh, shit!
A man tows Teddy's car.
Stop! What you doing?
What's it look like I'm doing?
It looks like you towing my car. Did I park in a handicap spot?
You missed the last 4 payments on that car. It's getting repossessed.
You gonna take my car with my baby in the back?
I don't see no goddamn baby in there.
The baby right there. Wham, wham. You don't hear that?
I don't think so.
Hey, man, I said don't do it.
The cable pulls the car.
I'm not playing.
Get out of the way, dude.
Stop, man. I got my baby in here.
The car's leaving. Get out of the way,
I'll
dude.
I'll show you leaving. Come on, man. I got something for your ass.
Get out of the car.
Teddy puts the car in reverse and steps on the gas pedal, straining a cable.
You wanna play that game?
Yeah!
You wanna say something?
Come on, man.
The man disconnects the cable. Teddy speeds backward. Teddy hits a post. The driver gets in his tow truck.
Glad y'all enjoyed the show.
Tell my fiance I got in another accident.
Nighttime, a bus drops Teddy off at the high school. He joins Carrie in a classroom.
Carrie, right?
Oh, so even though we got textbook-sized textbooks, you decided to join us. Well, grab a seat. We'll get started in a few.
Okay, before I do that, now I know we got off on the wrong foot, so I was thinking. I don't know. I didn't know if you had time for dinner or not, so I took it upon myself to go and get you one of my personal favorites. It's the best Mexican here in the A.
Oh, thank you. That is so thoughtful of you, Teddy. So, check this out. I went through some of your old high school records. Uh-huh. Math, science, English. You was a horrible student. What was going on with you then? Was you being abused or something?
Carrie, the thing with me is I prefer to use the world as my classroom. And to be honest with you, I'm not a...
More students enter.
I'm not like the rest of these folks. I'm just not what you would call a night school person. So I figure maybe you and I can look out for one another. You help me, I help you. You got my back, I got your back. Whatever, but it's just a conversation. Go on, enjoy your tacos. That smile can light up a room, can't it?
Teddy walks by a desk where a tall man offers him a seat.
I ain't going there.
Teddy sits at another desk and takes out his phone. Seated nearby, a brunette browses her textbook. Teddy types a text message. Marv, Operation GED. Tacos worked. He includes a thumbs up emoji. Teddy puts down his phone and gazes ahead.
Remember me, pendejo?
He turns to find Luis staring at him.
Well, if it isn't Puby McGee. The Cheesecake Puber is here, huh? Surprised to see me, bro? You shouldn't be considering that you got me fired.
I did not get you fired.
Yes, you did.
I've worked in customer service for a long time. Everybody knows that the customer is always right. Tips are my livelihood. I had a 20 coming your way.
Bill was $800. I had $160 coming to me,
okay,
man.
Okay, that's your
Okay,
fault.
Let's begin. Who here likes tacos?
Oh.
Teddy looks confused.
Oh. Hey, vegetarian? Because I don't eat meat unless it's barbecue.
Let's see what Teddy brought us. We got carne asada. There you go. There's El Pastor. You like that? Carnitas. You like carnitas? There you go, girl.
Hey. Excuse me. Carrie, I had actually got those tacos for you to eat.
I know. See, class, Teddy went to Cactus House to try to win me over. But here's the deal, Teddy. If you're trying to kiss my ass, you're gonna have to come a little bit better than that. I'm talking like steamed lobster inside of macaroni and cheese with a side of broccolini. You know what I'm saying? Something fancy. Not no fast food place where I could go buy this with my own little raggedy paycheck.
Well, there's actually a special guacamole.
If you wanna succeed in my class, You need to do the work. It's just that simple. Yes?
Quick question. So yes on the steamed lobster?
No, sir. That's what I like to call a teachable moment.
Okay, so no lobster.
All right, let's go ahead and do some introductions. I'll start. My name is Carrie. During the day, I teach way too many classes for way too little money. So I'm here to try to make a little extra cash so I can afford such luxuries as rent and antibiotics. Because this job makes me sick sometimes. You're next. Yes, you.
She points to a bearded man.
Assalamu alaikum. What up, though? Jalen's the name. I've been working for the last 14 years at the MacArthur Bottling Plant and just got replaced by a robot. And my rib, my Cleopatra, my queen, my bottom bitch, my wife of 14 years, she was like, yo, if you want options, you're gonna have to get your GED. It's either that or end up cleaning rooms at the Best Western for half your salary. And if you know Jay, that ain't gonna work. Hey, let me just say this, okay, while I got the platform. For me, I first got woke when I seen Terminator, and I realized it wasn't just a movie, it was prophecy. First identified by the 3.5%ers, but that's another conversation. Let's just put it like this. The revolution will not be roboticized. Mm-hmm. Not on Jay's watch.
The others look confused.
Real nigga shit. What?
Thank you, Jalen. I'll make sure I don't bring my Roomba to the next class.
My wife take Roomba classes. I don't get it.
Let's keep it moving. How about you, ma'am?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hi, gang. My name is Teresa, and I dropped out of high school when I was pregnant with my first child.
My now husband, Randy.
Well, we got married after he knocked me up. Then we have two more kids. So we have three little rascals now, and it's fun. We're just a little underwater right now.
So I wanted to get my GED and hopefully enter the workforce.
Before it's too late, and we have to live in Randy's parents' laundry room.
Teresa stares off with a troubled look. She puts on a smile.
I'm blessed. So blessed.
God is good.
That's what's up.
How about you, young lady?
Oh. Hey, what's up? I'm Mila. I got kicked out of my high school because they found some Molly in my locker, and I can't avoid juvie if I get my GED. So here I am. I'm so psyched.
Cool. Look at you all cute making America great again, bitch.
Mila frowns.
So what's your story, guy?
My name is Luis Flores. I had a great job as a waiter. A
lot of money and tips.
Until I was fired without cause. No reason at all.
Fired.
Luis stares at Teddy.
I don't know. I have no idea why he's looking at me. It's fine. It's just a sign that it's time for me to do something different. You see, I came to this country from Mexico to fulfill my dream of being a singer-songwriter.
Oh, like Julio Iglesias?
No, not like Julio Iglesias.
He sucks. More like Justin Bieber, or Justin Timberlake, or T-Pain.
Wait. Aren't you a little old to, like, be a pop star now?
Aren't you a little young to die?
Mila stares at him.
That's what's up.
But now, I'm going to become a dental hygienist. Because I have great teeth. So I think I'd be a natural.
A what?
Dental hygienist. Maybe you should see one. Because you know what? Pretty stinky, guys.
All right. Hey, everybody, I'm Mackenzie. They call me Big Mac.
Oh, we love McDonald's.
What?
McDonald's?
I'm sorry, what?
From the burger joint, Mickey D's. Ronald McDonald's.
Two old beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, on a sesame seed bun? Mm. Never heard of it?
Max shifts his gaze in thought.
Ooh, it's gonna be a long semester. Go on.
Well, anyway, my knees, my back are really jacked up from working at He-Man Movers for 30 years. So I decided to get my GED so that I could move up to a management position, get off the truck. And my son, we call him Little Mac, he has decided to drop out of school. So I made a deal with him. I get my GED, he gets his diploma. Little reverse psychology.
A TV displays a prison inmate.
And what's your name?
Hey, yo, what up? I'm Bobby. That's what I'm talking about. That's Illuminati. That's what I'm saying.
See, the nigga here, but he ain't here. It's like they watching you, and you think you watching them. That's what they do. So you got Bobby Digital, he here, but he not. That's Tupac Coachella, you know what I'm saying? And he in the, you see? Y'all don't.
All right,
That probably ain't even a real nigga. Hey.
Are you on crack? It's Skype.
Ooh, boy, it's hard to be woke. It's hard to be woke.
The others look confused.
What is woke?
Okay, well, welcome everyone. Really nice, we've all met.
Well, we didn't meet everyone. I didn't know.
Teddy, earlier you said, unlike these folks, you're not a night school type of person. So I didn't think you cared.
Is that right?
The others glare at him.
What, you didn't hear it right, because I would never say that about people that I don't know. You know what, this is a perfect segue. I'll just follow your lead and I'll stand up. I am Teddy Walker. A little fun fact about me, I actually went here.
Oh.
I'm also newly engaged. His fiance is out of his league. I'm sorry, what?
Nothing, you're doing great. I said, keep going. Everybody loves you.
How does your fiance feel about you being in night school?
Oh, she good. She loves it.
He ain't told her shit.
She loves it.
I noticed that your voice just went up a whole octave. Now, from my studies of psychology in grad school, I know that that means that you're bullshitting.
Ain't no bullshit in me. Bullshit in me.
I tell you what, if you lying with her, don't lie to her.
But I don't lie.
Sound like some bullshit to me.
Everyone sees right through you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about we?
If we go by your theory about the voice thing.
I think that we're all getting off track.
He's lied 4 times. This boy definitely lying.
I have not.
You can't outsmart Mother Nature. That's what a woman is.
Brother.
Especially a black woman.
You know how.
That's correct.
Girls are smart.
God pretty, damn it. Yeah. Like literally, yeah. Damn it.
Even if he didn't tell her, so okay. What?
Here's
I told
thing.
Randy that he was the first guy I slept with. Not true.
But I'm trying to introduce myself, and I
you
can't.
You don't mistake your queen, because if you did, that bitch would know where you at.
Okay.
Teddy, don't lie to your queen.
Okay, guys.
God to God, okay? Pharaoh to Pharaoh, king to king, I'm gonna tell you now.
Okay.
If you giving her that D right, you might be carrying your C.
I feel like this conversation.
So you ain't just lying to her, you lying to your child.
Shit!
If it's your bottom bitch, she know you stupid, fam. All I'm saying, fam,
forget look.
Okay.
How your fiance don't know where you at? It's after dark. This ain't Halloween, fam.
I'm done.
My sister know where I'm at, okay? And she live all the way in Arkansas.
Okay, here's the deal, class. You will be given homework every night, just like regular high school.
Oh.
And now, a pop quiz, just so I can get a better idea of where you all are.
Wait, we gotta test on the first day?
Teddy, it's a pop quiz, okay? Look here, folks, I am here to teach, if you're here to learn. Otherwise, you can get out of my class right now.
That's what's up.
Welcome to night school.
Teddy looks worried. At home, he video chats with Marv.
There you go.
It was terrible, man. Terrible. Like, she's not like the teachers that we had back in the day.
What?
This woman is a brick wall, and I can't work her. I can't work a brick wall. What are you doing?
I'm working out. I'm trying to shed some LBs. I want to feel fit.
Why am I even asking?
In the meantime, please stop paying for everything, and you have to get a temp job.
Teddy kicks.
You don't think I've been looking for a job?
What are you, crazy? I'm on a treadmill.
The jobs that I want, they are not going to give to a high school dropout.
Well, you can't keep lying to Lisa. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna go on monster.com right now, see if anything new popped up.
What are you gonna find on
monster.com? Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay, here we go. Sales associate wanted, marketing skills a must, and wait for it, no GED required. You gotta jump on this, man. This is perfect.
In a parking lot, Teddy gazes at a nearby building with a sign reading, Club Wax. He wears a confused expression. Teddy glances at his phone and looks around. He turns to a fast food restaurant called Christian Chicken.
It's chicken from the Lord.
Inside the restaurant.
So he made it?
Yes, sir, he did.
Teddy glances off.
Yeah, I can work with this.
You can?
Yeah. Basically, what you want to do, you want to uplift your customer's palate.
Yes, sir.
When they bite into your food, you want their taste buds to scream out, hallelujah.
Reach it, Brother Teddy. You are a godsend.
I'm a salesman, man. That's what I do, okay? Now, when it comes to titles, I don't even care. Marketing director, that's up to you. WWJD at this point, what would Jesus do? The one thing
yes,
that
sir.
I ask is for you to be flexible with the hours, because I'm getting my GED.
You are bettering yourself, Brother Teddy.
Yeah.
That's what being a Christian is all about.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory. The manager holds a chicken suit.
This should fit you perfectly. Brother Teddy, I have been waiting on the Lord to bring me a pint-sized little man like you to fill this out. And here you are.
Teddy stares at him.
I'm not gonna do that. Brother Isaac, I'm a black man. I can't put on a chicken suit of 2018 and stand on the side of a highway and hawk no goddamn chicken. Now, if the marketing position isn't what you had in mind, we can figure what is going on.
You know what? We're gonna have to put a pin in that.
Is that a fire drill?
All right, everybody, let's gather around. The hour's upon us.
Where's the closest exit?
It is time to pray.
It's time to what?
It's time to pray. Gather around.
God damn, what's your deal? What's, hey, lady?
Dear Lord, we thank you for bringing little Teddy to us here this morning. Yes. This little chickadee is gonna share the word about your precious poultry with the world.
What I'm not gonna do is do it and, ma'am, strong hands, excuse me. What I'm not gonna do is do it in the chick, goddamn.
Brother Teddy.
He's in you. He's in you, ain't he?
Chicken suit or not. We are all praying together right now that you're gonna find your nest here with us today.
Okay.
Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Yes, sir.
Welcome, Brother Teddy.
All right, everybody, it's a big day.
Hey, brother, let me holler at you real quick. Are y'all in a sunken place?
Let's share Jesus through our food. Let's go. Let's go.
At night school.
Now, from your first night of homework, you all should be very familiar with the Pythagorean theorem. All right? Say it with me. Pythagorean.
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 Theorem.
Theorem.
Theorem. Theorem.
That's how you say it. That's what it is.
Hey, yo, Bobby, watch out, fam!
My God.
Two inmates attack Bobby. He stabs one with a fork and punches the other. The students watch on the live video feed. Bobby fights out of view.
Can't you see him trying to learn?
Someone ought to call the cops!
One of the attackers gets thrown over a desk. The other attacker hangs from Bobby's back.
Jesus!
Get off! Get off!
He's getting up, he's getting up, he's getting up!
Watch out, fam!
Behind you, brother! Oh,
Bobby kicks one attacker in the groin and headbutts the other. He repeatedly stomps on a fallen inmate. Prison guards arrive and pull Bobby's attackers away.
That's the stuff right there. Reminds me of the old days.
Bobby returns to his desk.
They had the wrong guy. Please continue.
You sure you cool? Or do we need to just chill and wait for you to make a new shank?
Please.
Make a new shank.
Please continue with the Pythagorean theorem.
Oh, okay.
You know what we ought to do for Bobby? We should get him like some smokes. Because that stuff is like currency in prison. That and ass.
Okay, here we go. So this
Lisa
is
messages Teddy. Hey, baby. Don't be too late. Mama needs her teddy bear.
That should make it very easy.
She sends a photo of herself in lingerie.
The hypotenuse. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Say that with me, guys. A squared plus B squared.
Teddy replies, are you bribing me with sex?
Very good. Teddy, you seem to be getting a real kick out of this.
She got you, Teddy.
You want to come up and solve the problem?
Busted.
Teddy sets his phone down.
If that's what you want me to do.
Come on up.
Come on, Teddy, you got this. You got this, Teddy. Teddy, 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 Teddy.
In slow motion, Teddy approaches the whiteboard. Carrie hands him the marker.
Find the value of C.
He stares at the equation. As Teddy raises the marker, the triangle and equation pop off the board and float around. Teddy's classmates watch with confused looks as Teddy swipes at the floating letters and numbers.
What?
The triangle digs into Teddy's ear.
I think there's something in here.
Stuart enters.
Yo, 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 what up, my nice school?
Who are you looking for, fam?
I'm the principal of this high school, and I'm just dropping by to check on...
He notices Teddy.
What is he doing here?
Studying to get my GED like everybody else. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to learning.
Stuart smiles.
Of course. My apologies for interrupting.
Thank you.
Actually, I would like to observe for a minute, if that's okay. Please, continue solving the problem. Forget I'm here.
Stuart wears a smug grin.
Cool. It's fine with me. Okay, so we're gonna do this. Let's do it step by step. Let's make sure we do it right. First things first, let's get rid of this line.
Using his notebook, Max shows Teddy the number 8.
So let's get that back here. Right?
Huh.
We got these three sides. Got ABC to split that. That's there. Take these twos away.
He don't know the answer.
Because that's what confuses you.
Carrie discreetly holds out 5 fingers.
And realizing what it is. This is 5. 5. Easy. Okay, you're looking at 5 square. We got to, I don't have time.
Wow, that is very impressive, Teddy. Very impressive. I look forward to seeing how you do on the midterm. My midterm.
All right.
Stuart glares at Teddy.
Are we done here, Stuart? Or do you want to teach the rest of the class for tonight?
Carry on, Carrie.
I don't like his attitude.
You all have a wonderful class.
Stuart hits the door with his bat.
Oi!
God, that guy is a douchebag.
Are we just gonna gloss over the fact that we just watched a prison fight?
In the hallway, Teddy pretends to take a call as his classmates leave the classroom. Carrie emerges.
Hey, Carrie, hey.
Teddy catches up to her.
That's real cool what you did for me in there at the blackboard. You know, that's what I was talking about when I just said watching out for each other, you know? You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Oh, there's not gonna be any more back scratching, Teddy. That's the last time that happens. And what was really going on with you at the board anyways?
Nothing. Nothing. No, I wasn't prepared.
If you're not gonna do the work, drop the class.
Why would you? No, Gary, hey, I'm gonna do the work. You'll see.
We'll see.
Yes, we will.
Great.
Superb.
Excellent.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy blinks as he makes a face. Carrie walks off, and he looks frustrated.
Shit.
Later.
Honey, I'm home.
Teddy wears a dour look as he stares at Lisa, who lies asleep in her lingerie.
You sleeping?
She turns over.
You up?
Teddy eyes her mostly exposed backside. Carrie's floating head appears over Lisa's body.
Booty look good, don't it? Too bad your face gonna be in between them books and not them cheeks. Go study.
He reluctantly turns away.
Wanna study?
Carrie checks out Lisa. Teddy starts to study, but gets distracted. Carrie appears.
Come on, Teddy, focus. Focus, Teddy, focus.
At home, Jalen types on a typewriter. At her home, Teresa's children bump into her as she works. Luis drives.
Hey guys, this is my demo.
A passenger rides in Luis's back seat. Max studies at home with his son. He catches his son eyeing his phone.
Little Max, what are you doing?
It's my phone, those were my notes.
You should be studying.
What the hell? Don't be such a dick.
They wrestle. Teddy eats pizza.
What's the circumference of that pizza? The diameter. Just tell me how many pepperonis on the pizza.
I'm giving you 1 star.
I'm gonna drop you off here in a bad neighborhood. How about that?
Teresa! It's after 10! Hello! Hello!
That's my Randy. Sweetest guy on earth.
Does anybody else want to try to take a crack at this?
I'm kind of busy right now.
Babe, you see my whiteout?
Jalen finds a sex toy.
Oh, hell no! Trina, you know how I feel about robots, baby? You know how I feel about these robots?
Fat asses.
You know what fat ass is like? Dudes that have a real job. Teddy!
Get your ass out.
Teddy, if you don't pass that midterm, no way homegirl stays with you, huh? Think about that.
At the school.
We're gonna have to steal the test.
Whoa, mind meld. I was thinking the exact same thing.
If we being real with it, I need as much help as I can get. Going from capping bottles to hypotenuses and all that, I'm just confounded by the materials of the rest of y'all. Feel me?
I really hate to admit it, but with the language barrier and all the lift driving I've been doing, I'm struggling as well, guys.
I think a caper sounds fun.
The group notices Teresa.
When'd you get here, Teresa?
Oh, I've been here the whole time. People never notice me. It happens all the time. It's kind of like a superpower, but one that comes with a crushing loneliness.
She stares off somberly.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
Yeah, God is good.
She nods.
Okay. Yeah, Mila, what about you?
My parents are gonna be really pissed if I get busted again. Yeah, I'm in.
I mean, that's what we're talking about.
I just have one question before we do this.
What's up?
Why does Teddy get to be the ringleader, guys? Oh, come
God
on.
Damn it, Luis. I mean, seriously, man?
It was his idea. He knows the school better than any of us.
Just never mind the fact that I snuck into a little place called America.
That's true! Luis is hot tonight.
Mac and Luis high five. Later, a janitor walks down a hallway near the lobby. By the entrance, Teddy peeks out from behind a wall. His classmates follow. They all wear dark clothing, except Mac. He wears a bright yellow sweatshirt. Jalen eats food.
Yo, T.
What?
I appreciate you bringing this amazing blazing Satan chicken. It's like it's hot, but it's not. And I don't like spicy food, but this one?
I'm gonna tell you what else is hot. Your breath. Why are you breathing on the side of my face like that? You smack it all in my ear, man. Stop.
Teddy slaps the food out of Jalen's hand.
You still smack. Damn it, you're done. You're done with that.
He turns to Mac.
Really? What is your problem, man?
What?
I said we're all black. Why didn't you wear black?
Laundry day. All my darks were in the wash.
So you wore yellow?
It's fresh. It's clean.
Get your arm out of my face. Get out of my face. Focus. Let's go. Let's go.
Teddy's phone shows a video call with Bobby.
Yo, Teddy, what's the play, man?
I saw the janitor cleaning steward's office around 8 p.m. That's when we strike.
All right, let's do it.
Later.
All right, guys, listen. When the janitor exits, we're going to go out. We're going to catch the door, and then we're going to enter quietly. Okay?
Jalen notices something.
Wait a minute. Where's B Mac?
I thought he was with us.
They look around. The group peers over the stairwell wall. By the main office, Mac sneaks up behind the janitor. Mac chokes him. Mac releases the unconscious janitor.
Holy shit, it worked!
Oh my God! Mac!
Did you just kill him?
No, I didn't kill him. I just choked him out. You said no witnesses.
When did I say that?
You didn't say that. Oh, God. You know what? I got my signals crossed. There's a lot of instructions, Teddy.
I didn't say anything about... You know what? You are gonna fix this. Do you hear me, Mac? You're gonna hide this body.
Chop him up.
Hide.
Burn it.
Hide it.
Chop, burn, bury.
They search Stewart's office.
Hey, anybody got anything?
Mila tries to log onto the computer.
All right, Mila, how we looking? Keep looking.
Hands up, sucker!
Mac charges in.
Shit!
You should have seen your face. You look ridiculous.
Shh.
All right, I stashed the body. And God willing, he'll wake up in a couple hours. Also, that baseball coach / principal guy, he's on his way.
What? Why wouldn't you leave with that?
Teddy peeks into the hall and spots Stewart with parents.
Dang, it's a PTA meeting.
He shuts the office door.
Teresa, you're up.
Listen to me.
Okay. I need you to go out there and I need you to stall.
Oh, no. I can't flirt. I don't know any moves. I haven't flirted since like 1996. And even then, it was like offering to give the cop my panties to get off a speeding ticket. And guess what? He didn't take it. I'm bad at it.
That's not what I'm asking you to do.
And my day was really innocent. Now it's all about the butt. I heard a guy the other day say, I'm gonna crack that up like a walnut. What does that even mean? Why would you start there? Wouldn't you want to start in the front?
Teresa,
with a
listen.
Nice missionary position, you know, some gentle touching. In my day, maybe once in your lifetime, you might get the end of a pinky, and that was the thrill of a lifetime, okay?
Stop it. That's a lot of information that I did not need to know.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Go talk about bake sales.
Mom stuff.
Yeah, mom stuff.
Not bun stuff.
Go mom it.
I'll try.
Okay?
I can do that.
Okay.
Got it.
Go. Shit. Luis, go out there before she does something with her butt.
Okay.
Okay?
Teddy approaches Mila at the computer. Mac knocks on furniture.
What are you doing, Mac?
Looking for trapdoors.
Teddy wears an exasperated look.
I'm glad you're here, Mac.
Send it to me first, please.
Right, we can email you.
Because I just want to thank you. I'll send out that email tonight, okay? Drive home safe.
Oh, hey.
Stewart faces Teresa.
Hi.
Thank you for that great, wonderful meeting.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
I was in there. Remember?
Yes. No, you.
Mrs. Howerton.
Mrs. Howerton. Yes, of course. No, you brought up several compelling issues.
I sure did.
Well, what can I help you with?
She sucks at this. Hurry.
I'm almost there.
My child gets an assignment about the solar system, and it's to make a diorama, and he doesn't know how to make a diorama. I'm the one with the hot glue gun in the middle of the night. It's 11 p.m. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're blessed to go to school here, but I'm
sorry. I have to go, okay? Call my office.
Hurry up.
I'm going. Calm down.
Come on, Mila.
You've made some great points, but I have to go now. Good night.
Teresa follows him.
Wait a minute.
Thank you. I have to go. Wait.
She collapses in his arms.
Oh, are you okay?
I feel faint.
Well, let's get you some water.
Thanks for catching me.
Of course, are you all right?
She licks and puckers her lips.
Are you having a seizure?
She licks her lips again.
Do you have something in your teeth?
I wish I had you in my teeth.
No. Okay, nope, I didn't realize that's what this was. No, thank you, ma'am.
Gentle touching. I am the principal
of your child's school. I have to walk away now.
I have a loveless marriage, please.
I am not participating in this!
You don't have to participate. I'll do all the work. I'll do it all. If you just...
Ma'am, not appropriate, okay?
Okay, here it is.
If this is what you want, this is
she sticks out her butt.
No, I'm not looking.
Here it is.
Thank you, no thank you.
Squeeze it.
Thank you, no thank you.
Just touch it.
Thank you, no thank you.
Do what men do with walnuts.
Oh, man. I can't stand here for this, okay? Good night.
Stuart shuts his office door.
Oh, that was so hard. She wanted you so bad. But you can't go there. Principals have principles.
Mm. Oh, but you know, Stewie would have towed that ass up, no!
Not a black voice.
Luis hides under a table. Stuart goes to his desk and sits. Hiding beneath it, Mila slides away from his legs. She wears a scared look. Behind a tall potted plant in the corner, Teddy watches Stuart type at his computer. Mac peeks out from behind a curtain, and Jalen hides behind another plant. Stuart Googles Teddy's name, then opens his Facebook page. Teddy watches. Stuart regards a post announcing Teddy and Lisa's engagement, then opens Lisa's profile. Mac twitches his nose. Jalen notices. Stuart clicks Add Friend on Lisa's profile. Scowling, Teddy shakes his head. Mac sneezes. Stuart looks up.
Hello? Somebody in here?
He stands and retrieves his bat from a case on the wall.
I have a bat, and I'm not afraid to use it. If there is someone in here, you are trespassing, and I am well within my rights to defend myself. So come on out, and I won't bash your head.
Stuart prepares to swing. He looks off. Stuart hurries out of the office. The students emerge.
Whoa!
What the hell, man?
That was close.
You're damn right it was, man. I wonder why.
Yeah, it's because I sneezed.
I know what you did.
What?
I got it.
Mina grabs a flash drive. Teresa enters.
I really tried. I even did the butt stuff.
I told you don't do the butt stuff.
Oh, it looked like he was turned on.
Really?
Shit, I was too.
Hey.
Thanks, Jalen.
You got that little eco-friendly vibe going.
What's eco-friendly?
Very little waste.
I thought you meant her beef.
No. Oh, you know what? I'm with that.
Hey now.
Okay, Jalen. We gotta go, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Come on.
Teddy opens a box labeled confiscated material. He takes out a can of spray paint. In the hallway, Stuart unlocks the custodian closet. The janitor emerges.
What happened?
I don't know. Someone grabbed me from behind and threw me in the slop sink.
Stuart holds his phone.
Game face, Lonnie.
He presses a button.
We're on lockdown.
Teddy spray paints the words, Piedmont sucks, on the main office window. The students rush to the front entrance and find it locked.
What are we... Hey! Attention intruders, this is Principal Petoskey. The exit doors are locked down. There is no escape.
I can't believe we're gonna die over a GED practice test. It's not even a real test. I just did this to get out of the house. I thought this was gonna be fun. You know, we're gonna break
in. Shut up! God damn! Been talking about your kids and everything all day. This ain't the time. Now y'all pull it together. We are fine. We are okay. The roof. Let's hit the roof. Okay, when I went to school here, that's how we got out of school. And then we would jump onto the elementary school roof. Come on!
On the roof, the students run to the edge. A shorter building sits several yards away. They stop at the edge.
Okay, back up. Listen to me.
Come on.
I swear to you, when I went to school here, that jump did not seem that high.
There's no way I can make that. I can jump like 3 feet. My knees and my back are totally shot from moving boxes, Teddy.
All right.
What are we going to do? What are we
going to do? Listen, I got it. Let's just say it's 15 feet.
Oh, God.
Take that 15 feet minus the 3 feet that you can jump.
What are you talking about?
All we got to do is use the Pythagorean theorem.
Nobody was listening in class. Nobody knows how to do that.
No, wait. Carrie said in order to use the Pythagorean theorem, you have to know the hypotenuse.
All we got to do is hypotenuse it.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. If you know two sides, then that'll help you figure out the third. So it's roughly 6 feet across a 15.
Mila rolls her eyes.
225 divided by 6 squared.
Hypotenuse.
What did I just say?
She walks away.
But you don't divide it, you add it.
Hypotenuse.
No, you can do this.
Six squared. I don't know.
No.
Come on, you got this.
Mila jumps across the gap. The young blonde lands on the next roof and rolls to her feet.
You are?
Guys, it's not a hard math problem. It's a simple physics problem. Just jump.
Did you hypotenuse it?
Yeah, I hypotenused it. Can you just jump?
Mac, you're up next.
No. Yes. No.
Mac, don't you give me that, okay? When I think man, I think you. I think about how proud little Mac must be. I want you to do what you do best and go be great.
Okay. Yeah.
Get across that roof, Mac.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You got this. Mac, coming in, step back. Let's go, Mac.
Thank you, Teddy.
Anytime.
Rock attack.
Mac runs to the edge. He leaps through the air. Mac hits the edge of the roof. He falls, hits a railing, and lands on concrete steps. Mac's arm bends behind him.
So convincing!
I'm sorry, buddy!
Hey, my arm's kind of tingly. I think I might have hurt it. Feels weird, man!
His damn shoulder is in his mouth.
Mac notices his bent arm. Jalen vomits onto Mac's face.
Hey, Big Mac, man, I'm sorry about that. That hot chicken, it just kind of got on rewind, man. It was easy in the back of the front, and I just got these pants, fam.
Oh, God, I'm having the worst night!
Teddy arrives home. He sneaks through the darkened kitchen. As he approaches the stairs, Lisa switches on a light. Teddy freezes.
Oh. Hello, Teddy.
He finds her sitting on the couch.
Huh?
She wears a serious expression.
Hey, babe. You don't need to hey babe me.
Teddy approaches.
I know what's going on.
What's going on?
The late hours? The secrecy? Just admit it, Teddy.
Just admit what?
It's so obvious. You're getting cold feet.
Teddy wears a relieved expression. He smiles.
Yeah! Cold feet?
Ever since you proposed, you haven't been yourself.
Cold feet? Lisa, I am not getting cold feet. In fact, it's the complete opposite. My feet are very warm.
I want this.
And I apologize. I apologize if things have been a little crazy as of late. But babe, you gotta know that I am out here. I'm trying. Okay, I am busting my ass every day, every night, for us, for me and you. I'm in a different world out there, babe. And this world is stressing me out. It is stressing me out.
I'm sorry I doubted you. I know this career change has been a lot.
It's a lot. It's so much. It is so, so much.
He gives her a wounded look.
I love you.
They hug. Peering over Lisa's shoulder, Teddy looks relieved.
I love you too.
He pats her back. At Christian Chicken, Teddy wears a headset.
Does that complete your order?
Oh, wait, hold on.
all up. I don't want that.
Yeah, I can't. I'm sorry. It's kind of hard to hear you. There's a baby in the background.
Hey, hush, baby.
Yeah, say it one more time for me. Say it.
Stuart approaches the counter.
In any way I can get you to respectfully shut that baby up?
What you say?
Just pull up to the window for the left. Oh.
Teddy spots Stuart and hides.
It won't work. I see you, Teddy. It's not working. Teddy Walker behind the soda machine.
Hello?
Teddy Walker. I see you looking at. We're making eye contact right now. Open your eyes, Teddy. Teddy, come here!
Stuart!
Hey.
Stuart, you were saying Teddy?
About 10 times.
Hey.
Hey.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Go over there and handle that situation at the drive-thru, and I'll tell you what to do after that because I'm in charge. Hey,
hello?
So give me a second. Ma'am.
I said, ma'am.
She don't want the pie. Take the pie off. She want to get the bed?
I ain't getting the pie.
Pull up to the window!
All right.
When she pull up, tell me, because I'm going to come punch the baby in the face. God don't see everything. Just let me know. Hey, talk to me, man. How you doing?
You know, I thought it was the Woodbridge punks that broke into the school, but now it all makes sense. I found this at the scene of the crime.
He holds a food wrapper in a plastic bag.
So what'd you do, huh? Break into my computer? Steal the midterm?
We're a little paranoid, aren't we, Stu?
Am I?
Stuart, that's a plastic bag with a chicken wrapper in it with word evidence written on it, which is probably in your handwriting. It's not exactly a smoking gun, Stu.
It's just a coincidence, right?
Probably.
If you stole that test, I will find out, Teddy.
I'm an honest man trying to make an honest living. Teddy Walker does not cheat.
You cheated.
In the classroom.
Every last one of you cheated.
Whoa. Terry, those are very strong accusations.
For real? Like, what?
I'm offended.
Well, I'll take note of that, Teddy. Which one of you want to own up to it?
I'm offended, too.
Bobby, you a criminal. You obviously not good at it. That's why you in jail. Did you orchestrate this whole thing?
I mean, why you gonna pick on me and profile me? I'm the only one locked up here. So if I'm locked up in here, how can I be out there stealing the test, Miss Carrie?
Oh, wait a minute. Y'all stole the test.
I'm not saying nothing. I don't know nothing. I don't know shit.
Because I never said nothing about anybody stealing the test. I'm about to get to the truth. Who stole the test? Mac, you want to explain to me how you got a perfect score?
Here's the thing. All right, I know I didn't get a perfect score because I missed a few on purpose.
Fudge.
Carrie slaps the desk.
Thank you.
You're a snitch, Mac.
Snitches are bitches.
I don't like cheaters. And I hate that I am teaching a room full of cheaters. I don't like men that cheat. I don't like women that cheat. I don't even deal with politicians. You know why? Because they are cheaters. I don't even eat Cheetos. You know why? Because they sound like cheaters.
Plus that Cheeto dust will give you that Trump color.
Yeah.
It's hard to get that Cheeto dust off your hands and mess up your jabos.
You know I liked you at first.
She points at Jalen.
I'm done with all of y'all. All of y'all can get up out of my class. I'm done with y'all.
What?
Okay, let me say something.
Wait, GED, he's gonna drop out of high school.
If I don't get my GED, I'm going to prison.
I need this GED.
You need to keep your booty closed. That's what you need to do. You in jail.
No, I need this GED. We can't live on Randy's salary. Please don't make me go home. I hate my kids.
Teresa composes herself.
But I love being a mom. I'm blessed. So blessed.
Carrie, please. I cannot live a lifetime of driving around drunks in a Corolla.
Look, the last thing I want to do is be cleaning rooms at the Best Western, okay? Because all that, especially them short stay rooms, because you know what that is, right? That's just going to be used condoms, soiled sheets.
Ain't that where you met your bottom bitch at?
Jalen eyes Carrie.
You know Trina?
Mm-hmm. She got a fat ass, too. You know what? All of you got little sob stories, but y'all should have thought about that before you went and stole the test.
The students look sad.
Just get the hell up out of my class.
Teddy wears a guilty expression.
No! Let me tell you something about Jay.
Teddy looks around the room.
It was me. You shouldn't be mad at none of them. I mean, yeah, they looked at the answers, but they wouldn't if I hadn't put it on their lap. I'll take responsibility for it all. I was a mastermind. I orchestrated the whole thing. It was all me.
Thank you. Thank you, Teddy. I appreciate your honesty.
I'm just trying to do what's right, Carrie.
Now you can get the hell out of my class. Huh? Hit the road, Jack. Don't let the doorknob hit you with a good Lord split you.
I thought that when I said all that stuff that you would listen to it.
No. You get no second chances up in here, not with me no more. I ain't got your back no more. You don't even want to be here. You don't even want to be here, Teddy.
No.
And as for the rest of you, I want you to think long and hard about if you really want this.
Bobby hangs his head.
Class dismissed.
Carrie gathers her purse. Teddy turns a page.
Find a solution for the I don't know none of this shit. I need you.
Put your damn hand down. I'm going to Rainbow's before they close.
That's emotional shopping, Carrie.
It's Rainbow's, you blessed heifer. Shit is cheap.
Carrie leaves. Mac turns around in his seat.
Teddy. You are stupid. She didn't know what was going on until you admitted it. We had her right up till the end, and then Teddy, old brickhead.
Teddy throws his book.
Oh, Teddy!
You deserve that.
At Lisa's office.
A school? We've never taken on a project like that.
Well, I am an outside-of-the-box thinker. That's just who I am. I think that if students are excited about their environment, they'll be excited about learning.
That makes total sense. I know I would.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. If you're interested, I'd love to give you a tour of the school. You could come by any day, or you know what, you could even come after school. We have several night programs as well.
Stuart smiles. At the school, Teddy walks down a hallway looking around. Through a classroom window, he spots Carrie playing cards with a teen student.
I'm proud of you, boo. Now, it's not cool that you beat your teacher at Texas Hold'em, but I like the way you nailed down the calculations on the pot odds, so I'm gonna let this slide. Now, remember what I said. There are no shortcuts. You gotta work your butt off, okay? Give me some love.
She hugs the student.
I'm so proud of you. Go on and have a good day now. Maybe one day I'll take you to Vegas.
Spotting Teddy, Carrie's smile fades. The teenager leaves. Teddy goes into the classroom and shuts the door.
That was cool. You know, this used to be the special ed classroom when I went here.
It still is.
You teach special ed?
Special ed is one of my sections. It's one of my favorites, actually.
She goes to her desk.
You know, that kid reminds me a lot of myself. I couldn't do math for shit when I was in school. Difference is, I didn't have a teacher like you that was willing to stay behind and help me.
I know what you're doing, Teddy. And I admit, it was very cool of you to take the fall for your classmates, but you're a hustler. Trying to skate by without doing the work. You should know you can't hustle me.
I do, okay? I do know that, and I promise you, I'm done. I'm not hustling no more. Night school is about second chances. And if I don't get this second chance, then it's over for me. Night school is all that I have. Please.
I'll consider it on one condition.
Whatever it is.
We get you tested.
For STDs? That's not an issue. I don't mind that. I mean, God damn it. There was one time where the condom popped because I put my...
No, you idiot. For learning disabilities. Nobody cares about your escapades with your bitches.
Now, Carrie opens a file.
So what are the test results, Carrie?
Teddy, the issue is, you're clinically dumb.
I knew it was a mistake.
Boy, I'm sorry, I'm just messing with you.
Come on, Carrie.
Look, my suspicions were right, and you, my friend, are dyslexic.
Okay, so that just means I'm having problems with my reading and my writing, right?
Yep, but you also have dyscalculia.
Dyscalculia? I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Basically, it's like dyslexia, but with math.
Teddy slaps the table.
That's what I got. I knew it. Now that you say it, it makes sense. If you take me to a restaurant, you say, Teddy, lead a tip, I'm all over the place. That's exactly what it is. We did it.
We're not done. You also have a processing disorder.
I got a touch of prostate cancer. She didn't touch my ass one time.
I said processing disorder.
Carrie, if you're not gonna help me, then we're wasting our time.
Explain to me what the stuff is. If I got a
Oh my God. I'm not processing it.
I didn't process none of that shit.
You are just one big, beautiful mixed drink of learning disabilities.
So I'm not dumb?
Boy, I was just playing when I said that earlier. No good teacher would ever call their students dumb.
Okay. So how do we fix it? Let's talk solution.
Well, there's no cure for what you have.
Oh my God. I got learning herpes?
What?
Oh shit.
There is no such thing as learning herpes.
I'm blistering up. It's because I'm trying to think.
Hey, Teddy.
In the night school classroom.
Teaching the conventional way just isn't gonna get it done for Teddy. So we're gonna mix it up.
In an MMA ring.
Oh, he's getting it in. What's going on, Carrie? Why are you in here? Why are you in the ring?
What's going on?
Teddy, your difficulties are focus related. My goal is to remove that mind chatter so you can achieve properly unencumbered neural pathways. And this isn't a ring, it's a hexagon.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, why are you taking your shoes off? Is this somebody's carpet?
Teddy, what's the square root of 81?
What?
She punches his face.
Oh, shit!
What's the square root of 81?
I don't know!
She puts him in an arm lock.
What's the square root of 81?
You bend my arm!
Come on, we're clearing those narrow pathways.
Stop. Stop!
Carrie puts him in a leg lock.
Focus! Square root! Focus!
At the whiteboard.
Concentrate. Teddy, concentrate.
Come on, Teddy, come on.
In the ring, Teddy wears a protective sparring helmet. Marv watches.
How you feeling today, Teddy?
I'm feeling fine, Carrie. But I ain't feeling this Mr. Miyagi shit, okay?
What's the capital of Belgium?
Waffles?
What?
Run!
Carrie pins him to the fence.
He's only so little.
What is the capital of Belgium?
I don't eat breakfast, I don't know.
That is not the answer.
She throws him down.
Pretend you're dead.
Oh, oh,
get back here.
Numbers float around Teddy.
Teddy, focus, concentrate.
Let's do it.
In the ring, Teddy wears more protective gear.
Water is comprised of...
Let's go, Teddy. You got this, Teddy.
Rain.
Rain.
Wait, no. Wait.
Carrie kicks him.
I know it.
Focus!
Helium.
No.
Nitrogen. It's nitrogen, right?
You better get it right.
It's a gas!
What?
It's a gas!
Carrie leaps off the wall, taking Teddy down with his head between her legs.
Jesus Christ!
Give me the answer!
Say it!
Give me the damn answer! Tell me!
There's two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen!
Yes!
Say that again!
He said it! Don't make him say it again!
I said two part hydrogen, one part oxygen!
Teddy, that's right! You got it right!
What?
That's the correct answer!
I got it right!
You got it right, Teddy!
Yeah.
Carrie lets him go.
Yes!
What a big day for all of us!
I can't believe it. What is that smell? What is that?
Oh, now that's a gas.
You bust ass in my face, Cap?
Methane.
It's in my mouth. You got my lips all jacked and shit. This ain't no type of education. This is chemical warfare.
In the classroom, Mac lies asleep across desks. Teddy chats with Luis. Mila sits next to Teresa, who uses a tissue.
Teresa, what's wrong?
Oh, this all went so fast. I don't want school to end.
Okay, well, you can come to college with me.
What? Hmm? You're going? I'm so happy for you.
When did you decide? Well, don't take this the wrong way, but hanging out with you guys scared the shit out of me. So I think I'm gonna do something with my life.
That's wonderful. I can just see you now, in the cutest outfit, little mini skirt, walking through the quad. You're clutching onto your philosophy thesis. But when you get to class, the professor is blown away by how brilliant it is. So he grabs onto you and you can feel him up against your thigh. Not in a sexual way, but not in a sexual way, you know? And he looks strangely like Bruno Mars. Even though he's super academic, he wears like pink blazers sometimes.
But you can still go to college and do that other stuff.
Me? College? Oh, no. Randy wouldn't let me.
Screw Randy. You can do whatever you want to do.
You don't know Randy.
Why can't you just be like, hey, Randy, I want to do this. Deal with it.
Okay. Night school people. Last class, final demonstration.
Harry, please. No more learning. My brain is at capacity. I want to be a dental hygienist, not Elon Musk or Stephen Hawking.
Well, okay, Luis, I'm right there with you.
She unveils champagne.
Oh, no. Is this another science experiment?
Oh, no, this is a celebration, Big Mac. Woo. Oh, yeah. Woo. You guys been working your asses off. Oh, I'm so sorry, Bobby.
Now, that's cool. I'm gonna make me some toilet punch after lockdown, baby.
Y'all hear that music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? It's prom night.
You guys go to prom?
No, I was in juvie.
Really?
I was home with an infant.
This is a sign, guys.
What?
Yeah, we've been working hard. We should let some steam off. Why don't we go to the prom?
You know what? Class dismissed. Let's go shake that ass. Yeah.
They toast.
Let's go to prom, baby. Let's go to prom.
Carrie and her students leave the classroom. Randy approaches them.
What the hell, Teresa? I've been outside honking for like 15 minutes.
Mila gives Teresa a look and mouths something. Teresa gives a champagne bottle to Mila, then approaches her husband with a stern gaze.
Don't talk to me like that. I'm your wife, I'm not your mommy, and I'm not your house cleaner. And when I get my GED, I'm gonna pursue my dreams, and I'm gonna need your support. And also, I wanna have sex on a regular basis. I mean, like, really weird sex. Like, not make a baby sex, but 45-minute sex. Like, 50 Shades of Grey sex. I want you to crack this up like a walnut. Do I make myself clear?
Okay, okay. I'm so sorry, babe. I think you're a freaking rock star. And judging by what you just said to me, I can't wait to be your porn star.
Whoa.
Teresa smiles. Carrie leads the group into the prom. By a table, Stuart tastes punch.
It's a clean batch. I want this punch to stay that way. I'm gonna be checking throughout the night.
He notices the adults.
No. Excuse me. This dance is for students only.
Well, this is my night school class, and they are students here.
Okay, well, technically, you're still on school hours. So, Miss Carter, please return to your classroom.
Well, we're going to spend our class hours in the gym.
Carrie.
At the party. Oh. So get out of the
way. I can't allow this. Carrie, guys.
Man, why are you always about that rah-rah, man? We just trying to get a vibe, though.
Teresa shields her face as she passes Stuart. On the dance floor, Teddy clears out space among the teenagers. The students watch as Teddy dances. Jalen records with a tablet as Carrie dances. Two girls in pink dresses dance side by side. Teddy shuffles about and Mila cheers. Luis does a solo dance between the lively crowd. Teddy shakes his hips. Mac pantomimes twirling a lasso. A group of teens dances in unison. Carrie slaps her butt. Among the teens, Jalen shuffles. Max strikes a pose, then stops and grimaces. Teddy and Carrie hold hands and tap ankles as they spin together. Teddy stops Jalen from gyrating. Teresa bends over and shakes her butt in a suggestive manner. The crowd cheers her on. Teresa continues to gyrate. Later on stage, Luis steps up to the microphone. Students slow dance.
The dream is all that keeps me alive. The swing is not the necessary. No matter what it takes, you know I'm always gonna keep fighting. I'm fighting. I'm never gonna let the dream go. Take this for the win.
Jalen and Max stand behind Luis, singing backup.
No desert, no snake gonna take me down.
Take me down.
Away. Wait, sweetheart, who's watching the kids?
I got it covered.
On a tablet.
She said, I want to be a flight attendant, you see?
Bobby reads to the kids.
I want to go from place to place, from place to place. It'd be like going.
He looks at them.
Is y'all little bitches listening?
The kids nod. Teddy dances with Carrie.
You know, Carrie, you are incredible. I'm serious. There's never been a teacher to believe in me the way that you do.
Teddy, what can I say? You've grown so much in such a short period of time. And if you keep up with all the stuff that we've been doing, you are well on your way. I'm really, really proud of you.
Carrie smiles at him. Teddy looks away thoughtfully.
You know, Carrie, these past few weeks have been amazing. I mean, our chemistry goes without saying, it's strong. I sense it, I know you do too. But as magical as these moments that we've been having may be.
Ooh, I'm gay.
I'm not trying to play. Now, I'm not saying I ain't no freak, because I'd drop it off on you.
I'm a lesbian.
If you want to pursue acting, you can.
No, I'm gay.
Say it again, Sally, you said you're gay.
I'm gay. I like women.
Are you sure? Because I'm getting a whole good vibe.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Teddy turns as Lisa, Maya, and Stuart approach.
Teddy?
Hey. There you go.
What are you doing here?
Ah.
What are you doing at a high school prom?
What are you doing here, babe? Why are you here?
Principal Petowski is interested in us redesigning the school, so he asked us to stop
by. Oh, he did, huh?
Lisa nods.
Well played, Stuart.
You two know each other?
Ask Stuart.
Yes, we went to high school together. I think I mentioned that at our first meeting.
No. No, you didn't.
Teddy wears a guilty look.
Teddy, I'm so confused. Why are you here? And who is she?
I can explain. It ain't what it looked like. I'm in here with a bunch of kids, dressed in street clothes. Then remember, I blew out the barbecue shack. Fire took me out of that thing. And now my windshield was got me messed up about the car. My brakes ain't working, because I backed into this, she gay. She ain't even interested in me. So.
Lisa leaves.
God damn it. Lisa, not now.
Lisa!
Teddy follows her.
Okay, Lisa, can you listen, please? Lisa, please, just listen.
What are you gonna say, Teddy?
I'm a high school dropout. Okay, that woman in there, Carrie, that's my night school teacher. That's what I've been doing all these evenings. I've been studying to get my GED so that I can get a job at Marvin's.
So you don't work there now?
I don't work there yet. Right now I work at a fast food restaurant called Christian Chicken, where the chicken is Christian for some reason.
Oh wait, Lisa, let me just say this before you judge him. It ain't that average chicken. It's not the same fast food that you be getting from these other little hood spots. It's got the flavor. I don't know if they use a needle, but they get the flavor anyway.
How do you know my name?
My nigga be talking about you in the class all the time. He said you was bad. I didn't know you was that bad.
We're Teddy's classmates. I'm Teresa, that's Jalen, Mila, Mackenzie, and Luis.
You remember me? I was actually the waiter at the restaurant when Teddy pulled all of his pubes and Ali put them in the cheesecake to get out of pain. Now we're best friends.
Lisa scoffs, then looks at Luis.
Thank you for your honesty.
She turns to Teddy.
Honesty.
I know that this is a lot to take in.
Really?
But if you let me explain?
No.
If you let me explain.
No, Teddy, I'm done with your explanations. You lied to me about everything. Why? To impress me? Teddy, I make my own money. You think I care about what kind of car you drive or what kind of watch you have on? That's not me. If you think that, then you don't know me.
It's not true.
If you don't know me, then you couldn't truly love me.
It's not true, Lisa.
Stuart watches with a conflicted look.
Don't come back to the apartment tonight.
Teddy gazes sadly.
Well, maybe you could stay with your night school friend.
She pulls off her engagement ring.
Maybe she has some use for this.
She puts the ring in Teddy's pocket.
It's probably fake, right?
He shifts his somber gaze as Lisa starts away.
Lisa!
Nearby, Stuart heads back to the gym. At his parents' home, Gladys serves Teddy a sandwich.
I cut the crust up just how you like.
Thanks, Mom.
You're not seriously skipping that GED test, are you?
Yeah. I mean, I was doing all that stuff for Lisa. She's not around. What's the point?
My poor baby. I feel terrible.
Oh, Gladys, stop coddling this boy.
You know, Theodore, you're a grown-ass man. You need to get your shit together.
I know, Dad.
I mean, you say you got dyslexia, dyscoglia.
Dyscalculia.
However you say it, the issue is you're dishonest. I don't blame that girl for dumping you.
Now, Gerald, that is enough.
Gerald crosses the room.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe I do deserve it.
You think?
I was being sarcastic.
I'll get your bed ready, baby. Would you like a tuck-in?
Yes, please. Thank you, Mom.
Anything for you, darling. Anything for you, darling.
Gladys leaves. Gerald wears an incredulous expression. He gazes upward and shrugs.
I failed as the father. A tuck-in.
On a public bus, passengers stare and whisper.
Oh my God.
Teddy browses a newspaper wearing the chicken suit. He lowers the paper and looks around.
What's the problem?
Outside Christian Chicken.
Christian Chicken!
Teddy spins a sign.
Honk once if you love chicken. Honk twice if you love the Lord.
Come and get your chicken if you ready to start winning.
Hey, sellout.
What?
You a sellout, man.
Brother, I'm just trying to make an honest living. Why don't you get off my back?
Go get a job at the post office then.
Get your ass up out of here.
Say it again.
Come on, man. Go ahead with that.
Stay woke, bruh.
Yo, I see you ate the chicken, you son of a bitch.
Nearby, Stuart watches.
This is what it's come to, huh?
Noticing Stuart, Teddy glares and shakes his head.
You got some nerve, man.
Teddy, look. I came here to apologize.
I'm on my break. I ain't got time for this.
Teddy, please.
I don't want to hear nothing you got to say,
no,
man.
Please, just listen to me.
I don't have nothing to say to you.
Well, I have something to say
what?
To you, okay?
What?
Give me 30 seconds,
30
okay?
seconds.
Go. Listen, when we were in high school, you had everything that I wanted.
You got 28 seconds left.
I had grades. That's all I had. You had sports, friends, girls. I sucked at all that.
20.
I was 27 when I grabbed my first boob.
You're at one, but before I walk away, I want to tell you that's sad.
That's my point.
I don't care. Why are you telling me?
I was a late bloomer, and I was desperate and sad, and I blamed you. And the other night, when I got my revenge, it felt awful. I got into education to make a difference in people's lives, not to ruin them.
Carrie approaches. Carrie approaches.
Also, I told Stuart here I'd beat his ass if he didn't come and apologize.
That is true. That was a part of it, a small part.
Okay, you know what, guys? I appreciate the whole after-school special moment. But understand that I am okay. I am where I'm supposed to be, all right?
Your destiny is to work at a fast food joint next to a strip club?
Yes. All right, if I stand in the right spot in this parking lot, I can smell cocoa butter and fried chicken at the same time. And I don't know about you guys, but that's a win for me.
Teddy, listen
Ain't no
to me.
Teddy, listen. You know I wasn't going to pass that test, so don't sit here and act like it wasn't going to be a different story. And don't act like you don't want to be able to finally say that I'm dumb.
No, you're not.
You can finally say it. Stu, say it.
Teddy.
Carrie steps up to Teddy.
You are a lot of things. A hustler, a liar. You're very short.
Mad loud, too.
Mm. But you are not dumb. Now, this suit you got on is dumb as hell.
I rebuke you. I rebuke you. I'm going to work. Now, let me go.
Carrie rips off the head of the chicken suit.
Take this suit. You gonna take this test.
No. Let's use our words.
You
all right,
know
come
what? What you doing?
She has a belt.
Carrie whips Teddy.
Take this head off. Oh, you gonna take this head off.
Stop. Get off.
No, stop.
I can't be a part of this.
Okay,
this seems like a black thing, so I'm just gonna order us some food.
All right,
now listen to me.
All right, you listening to me?
Yes. Now you have worked too hard to be running around here in a damn holy chicken suit. Okay?
Yes.
Now either you get in the car and you take that test, or I continue to tenderize your ass. Your choice.
Teddy shifts his gaze in thought.
Good luck, guys.
Carrie enters the classroom.
I'm back.
Hey, Carrie.
The night school students each sit at a computer. Max shrugs at Luis. Teddy walks into the room.
Teddy!
Aw, Teddy, it's
Good to see you, bro. What's up, Ted?
Hey, Teddy.
Teddy. Teddy. Yes.
Teresa smiles.
What up, King?
Teddy and Jalen slap hands and hug.
Let's do this.
A hero returns.
Teddy sits at a computer.
Okay. We're complete. So let's turn on those computers and ace this thing. Go.
They face the monitors.
Okay, robot. You bowing down to a god today.
Teddy glances at Luis, who crosses himself. He looks at Teresa.
Good luck, everybody.
Teddy glances at Mila. He looks at Mac, who stares at his screen with a confused look. Mac sticks his finger in his ear and digs around. He looks at his finger curiously. Teddy scowls in disgust. Mac wipes his finger on his monitor. Teddy turns to his screen. Teddy logs into the GED test site. He stares at a question about the Pythagorean theorem. Glimpses show his training.
Focus. Concentrate.
Get rid of that mind chatter.
Come on, focus. Focus. Focus, focus.
You better get it right.
Focus, focus, focus.
Teddy wears a determined expression. Parts of the question float off his computer monitor. Teddy uses his fingers to guide them back into place. He catches part of an equation and forces it back. Carrie looks up from her desk. Teddy finishes organizing the question into place. He smiles, then selects an answer.
Yeah.
The others look at him. Teddy gives a thumbs up. Carrie smiles. Later in the parking lot.
Okay, everybody calm down, all right? The results will be in online in just a minute. If you get over 145, you pass.
She's right. All right, you do the hard work, you get rewarded for it. No need to panic.
Hey, 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 the results just came in.
Oh, shit.
Oh my gosh, I passed, I got a 146!
They high-five Mac.
Yeah. 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 Way to go.
Yes, management, here I come.
You deserve it.
168.
Oh, flip that.
I don't have to do housework anymore.
A pass.
Yay.
Bobby
pass.
Bobby
pass.
165.
Way to go, man.
Woo. Going to college. Yeah.
Jalen hugs Mila.
Proud of you, kiddo. Proud of you, kiddo.
Guys? Guys?
I'm going to be a dandelion.
Hygienist. He's saying hygienist.
He's going to be a dandelion.
It's good for you, man.
Y'all ready for this?
What?
Jay got a 146. Jay got a damn 146.
Same as you, fam.
Yeah. Yeah, we won it.
Proud of you guys.
You said it.
What you got? What you got? Come on, Teddy.
Come on, Teddy.
I can't check it. Here, Carrie, here, you check mine for me.
He hands over his tablet.
Oh, God. I'm too nervous, man.
Come on. Genius level.
Carrie's smile fades.
Woo.
Teddy, I'm sorry.
Come on, Carrie, don't play right now. Just tell me the score. Tell me what I got.
I'm not joking with you. Just, you didn't pass.
She gives him the tablet. His score reads 117. Status, fail. Teddy shares a sad look with Carrie. He glances at his fellow students.
I got a 117.
I'm sorry, Teddy.
It doesn't matter. You know why? Because this is a minor setback for a major comeback.
Yes.
I'm going to take the test again, guys.
That's right.
You should.
Yes.
I'm going to take the test again.
You're taking it again.
I said I'm going to take it again.
Oh, God, he's doing that thing with his voice.
Yeah, I know. I heard it, too.
I'm going to take the test again.
Hey, some people sometimes. Teddy retakes the test. He grabs at the air in front of him, then types. At Marv's office.
Hey, Marv.
Yeah.
I failed.
You failed the test?
But I'm going to take it again.
That's why you stopped by?
Teddy retakes the test.
I failed again.
Yep.
But I'm going to take it again now. And I'm going to take it again.
Taking the test again, he smiles. Later, he faces his parents.
Hey, y'all. I definitely didn't pass that one. I mean, there was a whole section that I didn't even understand. I'm going to take it again now.
Teddy's dad turns to his wife.
You sure he's not just dumb?
At Christian Chicken.
Well, the new test results just came in. I failed. Wait a minute. Wait, I passed.
You what?
A 178. That's like college, right? I passed.
Carrie and the others hug Teddy. His coworkers come out.
I did it, man!
and Luis pick Teddy up as everyone else cheers. Teddy points upward. He cries. The Christian Chicken logo winks. At Piedmont's graduation,
we, the class of 2018, represent a generation of forward-thinking, rule-challenging, fearless leaders. Let us go forward from this day with confidence and with courage. As we cross this stage, let us do so with the knowledge that with faith in ourselves, nothing is impossible. Thank you.
Carrie startles awake and claps. The teenage speaker sits. Stuart takes the podium.
Beautiful and inspiring words. Thank you, Michaela. Now, before we conclude, I'm sure some of you are wondering why we have adult students with us on stage. Well, as you all know, I am an innovator, a maverick. I don't play by the... So I have decided for the first time in Piedmont history to invite our night school graduates to join our seniors. They have elected one of their own to speak on their behalf. It is with great pride that I introduce Mr. Teddy Walker.
Teddy crosses himself and stands. He smiles at his father in the audience. Teddy takes the podium.
Let me just start off by telling you guys a little something about me. I'm Teddy Walker, and I'm a liar. For years, I've been pretending to be somebody else. Somebody that I'm not. My reason for doing that is because I was ashamed. Ashamed that I didn't learn like my classmates. Ashamed that I couldn't take a test. Ashamed that I let my family and my friends down. I mean, I put so much time and energy into creating this fake version of Teddy Walker that I forgot the value that went into learning in school. I'm talking about honesty. I'm talking about accepting who you are. And it wasn't until I met my amazing night school classmates and a teacher that actually believed in me.
He shares a look with Carrie.
That I was able to accept who I was. That's a loudmouth hustler with a boatload of learning disabilities.
Teddy notices Lisa in the audience. He smiles at her. She gazes back with a small grin, then sits next to Marv.
You know, for any of you who may have struggled to get it right the first time, that I am living proof that you can get it together on a second chance. I mean, I done had a lot of chances. I messed up a lot. But I made it to the other side. I mean, hell, we all did. Ain't that right, night school crew?
Yeah.
We all got second chances. And to my dad, he was tough on me. He said some things, but he said it out of love. Dad, I know you ain't never mean it, but you used to say some of the things that you used to say. You know, you used to say stuff like, I wish I ain't never had you. Like, that was a waste of sperm. Oh, God, if I could get that one back. I remember you said that. But all that stuff was said out of love to motivate me and push me. And you thought you didn't do good, but look at me now. Anything is possible!
Carrie smiles in amusement. Lisa exhales deeply. Teddy's dad looks disgruntled.
Okay.
Yeah! Woo! I can't believe I took off work for this shit.
Teddy's sister frowns. The graduates toss their caps. The night school students greet their families. Teddy joins everyone in the lobby. He spots Lisa with Denise and Marv. Lisa gives him a small smile. Teddy approaches them.
Love
your job.
Oh, there he is, my little smart, dumbass brother. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi. What's up, man? Congrats. Thank you, man. How do I look? Do I look smart?
You look unbelievable. Let me see your smart face. Hit it. 1, 2, 3. Show me the smart face.
Yeah, it's still
show it to me.
Stupid.
Okay.
I love it.
That's fine. Okay. That's all right.
All right.
Denise whispers to Lisa. Denise leaves. Teddy steps up to Lisa.
Hey.
That was a beautiful speech, Teddy. That's a guy I fell in love with.
Then allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm Teddy Walker. I'm a high school dropout. I work at a fast food joint. I live with my mom, and I take the bus. But I would absolutely love it if you would let me take you on a date.
Nice to meet you, Teddy Walker. I'd like that.
You're gonna have to pay for everything because I don't have any money.
I figured.
I mean, like, no money.
I got you.
They both smile.
Let's do a photo. Night school photo.
GD on three, you ready?
GD on three.
1, 2, 3. GD!
The image freezes on the smiling night school students who pose with Stuart and Carrie. Bobby wears handcuffs. Fade to black. At the prom, students dance among the crowd. Stuart breaks it up.
Hey! What is going on?
It's turn-up time, Stuart.
Well, this is my house.
Prove it.
1, 2, 3.
Stuart dances. Bending his knees, he pumps his arms enthusiastically. The students dance and cheer him on. Stuart tries a one-arm handstand. He quickly returns to his feet. Stuart lowers to the floor and does the worm, then strikes a pose lying down. Night school. Remaining opening titles. Mary Lynn Reiskob, Keith David, Ann Winters, Ben Schwartz, Fat Joe, Yvonne Orji, Bresha Webb. Casting by Kim Taylor Coleman, CSA. Music by David Newman. Costume designer, Sakenna Brown. Editor, Paul Millsbaugh. Production designer, Keith Brian Burns. Director of photography, Greg Gardner. Executive producers, Malcolm D. Lee, Preston Holmes, James Lopez. Produced by Kevin Hart, PGA. Produced by Will Packer, PGA. Written by Kevin Hart and Harry Ratchford and Joey Wells and Matthew Kellard and Nicholas Stoller and John Hamburg. Directed by Malcolm D. Lee. Credits roll. Unit production manager, Barbara Kelly. First assistant director, Stephen Hagen. Second assistant director, Tracy Poirier. Cast, Kevin Hart as Teddy. Tiffany Haddish as Carrie. Rob Riggle as Mackenzie. Romany Malco as Jalen. Taryn Killam as Stuart. Megalyn Ichikunwake as Lisa. Al Madrigal as Luis. Mary Lynn Reiskob as Teresa. Keith David as Gerald. Ann Winters as Mila. Fat Joe as Bobby. Ben Schwartz as Marvin. Yvonne Orji as Maya. Bresha Webb as Denise. Jeff Rose as Isaac. Donna Bisco as Gladys. Owen Harn as Randy. Zachary Osterman as Little Mac. Janet Metzger as music teacher. Tim Ware as Joe. Miriam Kulik as Dolores, receptionist. Curtis Washington as Deshaun. Maria Lagarda as Stacy. Brad Burrows as tow truck driver. Robert LaRiviere as Chef Clement. Faith Dillon as Tess Proctor. Brian Brendel as Morris. Chris Lozak as businessman. Tilda Del Toro as Luis's wife. Brian Guzman as Luis's son. Isabella Ribeiro Sonera as Luis's daughter. Nija Sanaa Packer as valedictorian. Mason Guccione as kid on bus. Moses Jones as African American guy. Courtney Jackson Emerson as Jalen's wife. Stephanie R. Marshall as PTA parent. Choreographer, Ebony Nichols. Stunt coordinators, Stephen Ritzy, Gregory Rementer, Lex D. Gettings. Soundtrack on Backlot Music. So Fresh, So Clean, performed by Outkast. Eye of the Tiger, performed by Survivor. Baby Doll, performed by SoFly and Nias and Oddfellow. Whatever You Like, performed by T.I. Found My Vibe, performed by Sarah Bollinger. Catalina, performed by Nils. Sunrise on Sunset, performed by Nils. Poppin' Like Champagne, performed by Canary Diamonds. Where the Party At, performed by Jagged Edge, featuring Nelly. El Sueño, performed by Humby and Frankie J. Owner of a Lonely Heart, performed by Yes. Kiss the Sky, performed by Jason Derulo. Never Enough, performed by Jamie David. Everybody Get Up, performed by Heaven. Illuminate, performed by April Bender. Hey Ya, performed by Outkast. Want You, performed by Bearson featuring Cal. Mr. Pitiful, performed by Otis Redding. My Future, performed by Major. Graduated, performed by Trinidad James featuring the Hipster Orchestra. Copyright 2018, Universal Studios, all rights reserved. Animated Universal Studios logo, copyright 2013, Universal Studios. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Universal Pictures, read by Christopher Flowers. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. A silhouette shows a man and child looking out at a starry sky. Perfect World Pictures.